Shalom, everyone. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Hakore Hallel b'chol yom, hareze mecharef u'megadev. Somebody who recites Hallel every day, every single day, is considered like someone blaspheming and disgracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question becomes, why is it that somebody who is so appreciative, who's so makir tov to the Ribono Shel Olam, is somebody who is at the same time disgracing Hashem? Somebody who says Hallel every single day is considered so bad. And the reason is explained by Rashi on that same Gemara in Shabbos, where he quotes the Gemara in Pesachim, that the Nevi'im were mesakeh, the Nevi'im instituted and enacted a decree to only say Hallel on certain Yomim Tovim. And the reason why is because otherwise it's like you're singing a song that doesn't have any feeling. It's as if it's a farce. It's as if it's a mockery. It's not recognizing Hashem's unique ability to perform miracle upon miracle for us at specifically designated times throughout the year. It's no coincidence that Parshas B'Shalach falls out at a time in the middle of Shvat. Often it's the Shabbos of Tu B'Shvat. Shabbos Shira. Parshas B'Shalach falls out at a time that in a month, at a period of time during the year where there are no Yomim Tovim in sight. It's between Chanukah and Purim, it's between the two Yomim Tovim, and this is also no coincidence. It's between the two Chagim, the two Chagei Pirsumei Nisa, where out of all the Yomim Tovim where we recite Hallel, both Chanukah, which is the Yomtif of Lahodos Ulahala L'Shimcha Agadol, and Purim, where Kriyasa Zu Halela, where the Kriyas HaMegillah, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yudaleh tells us there are certain reasons why we don't say the actual text of Hallel on Purim. But Kriyas HaMegillah is one of those pieces of Hallel. It's the actual text of Hallel. It's the way to express Hallel. Parshas B'Shalach is between these two expressions of Hallel. There is no Yomtif, and I think this was the last time that we connected together with a piece of learning. Chanukah is the Yomtif where everybody is fulfilling Mahajan, but where everybody is seeing the demonstration. All nations of the world are seeing the demonstration that Jews perform of Hallel, of thanking and praising Hashem, and Purim as well, masquerading and performing with food, fulfilling the gufani, the physical demonstration of Hallel. And there are other Yomim Tovim as well, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, Pesach most notably in Shul, the only night of the year where we recite Hallel. There needs to be specifically designated times, specific periods of time, and specific days where we're going to recite Hallel. It cannot be every day. It's a beautiful explanation also from Chazal. The Gemara in Sota tells us that the recitation of Hallel at Shiras Hayam was said Vayomru Lemor. And during Sefer Shmos, where Moshe emerges as the leader of Klal Yisrael, it's always Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, and it's basically saying that Hashem is telling Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael the following message. Vayomru Lemor here of Oz Yashir Moshe. It was both beautiful because it was spontaneous, it was a message of spontaneity, but it was also a responsive Hallel. Every single word that Moshe Rabbeinu uttered in Hallel and sang with such joy, Klal Yisrael repeated, word for word, called Dibur V'Dibur, that Moshe uttered. Take a look at the Gemara in Sota, Daf Lamed, where the Gemara spells this out. Every single word that Moshe mentioned, Klal Yisrael repeated. It was responsive, but it was also inclusive. So much of what we do is done by rote. So much of what we do every day. Even the thankfulness, even the thanksgiving that we had, Parshas B'Shalach, as we mentioned, falls in between these two Yomim Tovim. The Yomtif of L'Hodos U'L'Hallel L'Shimcha Agadol, the Yomtif of Kriyasa Zu Halelia, each with their own messages. But we have to make sure that Shabbos Shira is a unique Shabbos. Every Shabbos is Ke'ilu a Shabbat Shira. But Parshas B'Shalach is unique because it teaches us the Shabbos Shira that actually has the Shira Sayam is a day where we have to remember certain days are unique. Not every day can be a day of song. Not every Shabbos can be a Shabbos of Nes. Shabbat Shalom to all.